Iraq's medical and health systems are in a shambles after nearly a decade of war and before that economic sanctions. Hospitals have been destroyed, doctors have fled the country, and the Ministry of Health is riddled with corruption. But we're going to meet an Iraqi, now a U.S. citizen, who is not discouraged. NPR's Mike Schuster recently spent a day with Dr. Adil Hansen.
He works for the U.S. Army, specifically in the office of the deputy commander. He works alone, though, sets his own schedule and his own priorities. But Adil Hansen is involved in a dizzying array of projects: combating corruption, training nurses to treat mass casualties, sending Iraqi physical therapists to Walter Reed Hospital, helping to rebuild Iraq's Army Medical Institute, and many more. Somehow he finds time to keep track of a couple of individual cases for Samir Hassan, the Iraqi Army Surgeon General. One of those is a police commander shot 3 times in the head and neck. His family called General Samir for help. Samir called in Hansen.
Is he breathing by himself or by a ventilator?
Ventilator, sir. Without sedation. He's not under chemical-induced coma.
What about the right eye? I know he lost the left eye.
The right eye is still sutured, and there is a lot of bandage and bedding material on it.
Hansen has developed a close relationship with General Samir, and their collaboration is a key factor in many of Hansen's projects. Take prosthetics, for example. There are thousands of amputees in Iraq, victims of one of the most dreaded weapons, the IED.
We funded a prosthetic clinic for them. Now they are on their own. We funded them from the building to the equipment to the training, everything. And now they're completely independent and doing a great job in helping the Iraqi amputee.
Until recently, Hansen had about a dozen others working with him. But with the big withdrawal of U.S. forces last year, his team has dwindled to just himself, to General Samir's regret.
Everyone left, and he is the only one, a senior medical official who stayed. And we are lucky to have him speaking Arabic, Iraqi, and he is a U.S., so he have multiple benefits for us, you know.
Adil Hansen's odyssey from Iraq to the United States and back again is a story of tragedy and reconciliation. Hansen comes from a Christian family. In 1963, his brother was shot and killed when gunmen invaded their home on the night of the Ba'athist coup. 6 years later, his father, also a doctor, was imprisoned after the security police accused him of being an Israeli agent. His father was killed in prison. A few years later, he and his mother left Iraq and eventually ended up in the United States. After the U.S. invasion, Hansen thought his medical and language skills could help the U.S. effort, and he volunteered. It took a few more years for the Army to realize how much of a benefit he might be, and he returned to Iraq after 35 years. One of Hansen's biggest projects is fighting corruption in the medical system. He cites just one example.
The Iraqi population is 30 million people, but the drug they imported and use is almost for 80 million people, and that's all money used for other they imported more drugs than they needed because of the kickback.
So Hansen came up with a solution that could fight corruption at all levels in the medical system. It's a computerized medical record system called World Vista. It was developed for the U.S. Veterans Administration, and now it's spread all over the world. Hansen wants to bring it to Iraq, and so far he's got the agreement of the Minister of Defense, the Minister of Health, and the Kurdish Minister of Health in Kurdistan. After a meeting a few days ago with Dr. Quraish Al-Qasr, advisor to Iraq's Prime Minister for Health, the proposal is now on the Prime Minister's desk.
It's one of the ways how to help people and to prevent the corruption that we are having regarding the drugs. So we ended with a solution to inform the Prime Minister himself about that because it's a big project that we may introduce to our healthcare system.
All of Hansen's projects require more healthcare professionals with more and better skills. To accomplish that, Hansen comes to the Defense Ministry's Training and Development Center. He's nurtured a close relationship with its director, Wael Al-Janabi, who frets that after this year, there will be no more American forces in Iraq and no more Dr. Hansen.
Training not like any job. Training, you must stay, no should. You must stay because you need first teacher. And this teacher, not 1 month, they are specialists to teach, to change the life. No, you need more time.
This is what he think of our role here in Iraq, is not just give them the fish. We have to teach them to fish and how to be a good fisherman.
Adil Hansen argues that good medical care is all part of winning the hearts and minds of Iraqis and ending the insurgency for good. That's the contribution he wants to make to his native land. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.
More in a minute on All Things Considered.